It's Friday, it's 9 o'clock, and it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by LegalZoom.com. Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars, or should they pack their bags, start working on Plan B? I'm all flustered. I just saw like Wilson Phillips walk by the window the other day, and I was like,
"Oh my god, there they are!" I want to
see them. I was like, "Plan B."
Obsessed with them. Oh my god, I love them so much.
All right, let's get them in here. Let's get in here. China Phillips, Wendy Wilson, and Carney Wilson. Where are they, ladies? Oh, here they are.
Oh my god.
Come on in. Hey.
Wendy's in the John.
Okay. If I had to put money down on someone being in the John, it would have been you, Carney.
Good to see you.
Hello, sweetheart.
Carney's been in before. You were one of our last year at our Songfest, which is coming up on October 4th. You were one of our favorite moments of the year that made like our compilation.
She has that effect on things.
Oh my
thank
god!
You. How funny was it when we were here playing the you know what?
Yes, the fart yeah. sounds. What was the game again exactly? You give names to different
yeah,
farts
name
that
my
sound
farts.
Because
yeah.
they're like.
I have about 100 more since I've seen you.
100 more?
Oh, yeah.
That was just in the green room, right? China, she was in the green room.
Yeah.
Right.
Recording a couple more in there.
Yeah, she tortures us with that.
I'll be playing some later.
And now I'm thinking, like, how did you guys go on tour? I mean, tour buses with this one here.
And now all the kids, we have 9 children between the three of us, yeah. So all the kids always ask, Carney, can we listen to your farts? Yeah, it's lovely.
You're like the favorite aunt.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been more proud.
We're trying to have a nice Thanksgiving dinner, and then there's Carney. She's like, okay.
Of course.
All right, there's Wendy.
Thanks for showing up.
I was in the restroom.
That's all right. Nice to meet you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. This is like a dream come
true. Now, Carney's been on the show before, so she knows what this segment of the show is all about.
Right.
It's called Stay or Go.
Right.
And it's where a band, an unsigned band, gets to play their music.
Do you decide whether we stay or go?
You guys can stay. You guys can stay as long as you like.
Okay.
But this band goes by the name of Skin and Bones, and they're an unsigned band. And they're getting to be played here at 95.5 KLOS, the
Ooh.
Biggest station in the
right?
world.
Yeah. Wow.
And you help us decide if they should stay and pursue their dreams of being musical stars like yourselves, or if they should just go away forever and never play music again.
Oh, no, that's a lot of pressure.
Okay, it is extreme.
Were you told no coming, like when you were coming up and it was like going to record labels?
No.
No, it was the exact opposite experience. It was like being showered with love and affection and flowers and chocolates
except
and candies.
Except the critics. The critics hated us.
The critics
actually,
hated
they still do.
Yeah.
So you know what it feels like to have somebody say something bad about you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
No.
So now you're
going to
make us
right.
do that.
Now you need to destroy someone's dream, or you could lift them up.
Let's start with the title, Skin and Bones. Oh, I relate to that. That's perfect.
We do have Taylor on the phone. I think he is the singer in the band. Hello, Taylor.
Hey, guys.
Say hello to Wilson Phillips.
Hey, Wilson.
Hi.
Oh, my God. It's crazy, guys.
It is crazy, huh?
Hi there.
I don't hear you. Where are you?
You don't hear him?
Oh, no.
Taylor, start screaming. Where are you?
Somebody go help them with their headphones so that they can actually hear the music.
Oh, yeah. He sounds really far away.
I don't
like
hear him.
Okay. Was shrunk.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll make sure your headphones are fixed before we actually play Taylor's music. Taylor, your band's called Skin and Bones. How long have you been doing the music thing?
Well, I started playing music when I was 16. I'm 20 now, but the Skin and Bones project has been going on about a year now.
Okay.
Just two guys?
Yeah, Taylor and Peter. Taylor is 20 years old. Peter is 25. Taylor is the vocalist, guitar, and suitcase drum. And Peter plays violin.
What the heck is a suitcase
right.
drum?
So it's obviously metal. get a violin.
We do have a double bass. We do have a double bass pedal going on.
So what do you do in the meantime to make money until this whole music thing takes off for you?
We're actually, I used to drive pizzas. I've worked at Costco. I used to work on a ranch, but right now I'm just doing the music because we're gigging so much that it's kind of supplementing my income enough.
Do you guys advise that not have a B plan so that it's like this forces you, this has to work, Wendy?
No, I think you always have to have a
B plan.
No, that's smart.
It's smart to have a B plan.
But stay with your passion.
It's a great story to say, you used to deliver pizzas.
That's
awesome.
True. Yeah. I like this folk blues thing. I think this is going to be cool. I don't know what it is.
Folk blues is what you say you do. And now it's time to show us what you do. Now, this is very important because you sent us two songs. And if the first song is received well and they say stay, well, then we'll hear that second song. But if we don't like that first song and they say go, we'll never hear that second song. So you have to come out of the box with the best one.
And Taylor, keep in mind, we have company.
Yes.
We have big stars in here, so this better be good.
Yeah, it better be
embarrassing.
Good. Better be good, Taylor.
All right. So
take your Xanax now. Okay?
I hope you're not wasting my time.
Goodness. China.
Goodness. All right.
So what are we starting out with, Taylor?
What's that?
What are we starting out with today?
The first song that you guys are going to play is called Water to Wine.
Water to Wine. 1-800-955.
Nice title. Mm-hmm.
I like 5567 is the number. 1-800-955-KLOS. It's up to you to decide if Skin and Bones should stay or go. Here they are, Skin and Bones.
Thank you, mountains, for letting me pass. I couldn't think of another way to get through besides that. Times are changing. We need more money now. But there's still no way to put the bottle down. All this water turns to wine. It's when my blood runs dry. All this water turns to wine. It's when my blood runs thin like this valley we're in. I make you home from this. That the world's gonna spin. Grab on.
They call themselves Skin and Bones, and we have Wilson Phillips in studio with us to help us decide if Skin and Bones will stay or go.
Gotta give a little applause.
A little applause there, little applause.
Mm-hmm. All right. My question is, where's the chorus?
I was just going to say that I was waiting for like, well, the water's not, you know, I wanted to build. It's like they need to bring three more guys. There's total vibe here.
Yes.
It, but just doesn't
those
go
verses
anywhere.
Are brilliant.
They're
with
great.
A capital B.
I agree.
Really cool. Is that an accordion?
A violin.
Oh, it's a violin?
I think accordion?
Sorry, I thought I heard that.
You're classic.
Taylor, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Taylor. So I think it's an amazing beginning to a hit song. But, I mean, honestly, it needs a chorus, like a stronger chorus. I think it's a stay for me.
Me
but,
too.
But I would definitely go back to the drawing board to make a stronger chorus. Because the verses are absolutely brilliant, and the music behind it is absolutely brilliant. So I hope that I'm not overstepping a boundary by telling you that I would love to hear a proper chorus.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, that's something I'm working on over here.
That was perfect constructive criticism.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Thank you.
Yeah, Skin and Bones is based out of L.A., a folk blues duo with hints of alternative country and bluegrass. Alternative bluegrass, I think.
I mean, I loved it, yeah.
Some coolness.
Yeah, we're gonna find out what you thought out there.
Is that you singing, Taylor?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you have a lovely voice.
You do. I wanted it to, like, I was ready for that.
That's right. I know.
Just the,
we should write it. Why don't you just let us write the chorus?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And we'll take 50.
Yeah.
Why not? It's not our area, Chai.
Taylor, are you a Ben Harper fan?
What's that?
Are you a Ben Harper fan?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I heard Ben Harper in there just with that, you know, how he breaks it down really slow like that. And I can tell you're influenced by him. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching Sons of Anarchy. It's in its, like, seventh season, and I could totally see, I was watching it last night, and I think I fell asleep to it, I could see, like, that song being played in a montage on Sons of Anarchy.
It is really,
like
there's something brewing there, you know? Yeah.
But, oh, man, I'd love to be in that show. I've been watching that show, like, nonstop this past week, and it's not good. I'm putting responsibilities on hold to watch Sons of Anarchy.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We are going to take a quick break with Wilson Phillips and come back and find out what you out there thought of Skin and Bones. If it's a stay, we're going to hear another song. If it's a go, we won't. All right? The stay or go next. We're out of here, Frank.
Should I stay or should I go?
Grab on.
Skin and Bones right there in the middle of Stay or Go.
I like the hold on line.
Yeah.
Now, Wilson Phillips in here with us. Johnny Phillips, Wendy Wilson, and Carney Wilson, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us.
It's a little early.
Let's run down and say, okay, for Skin and Bones, what did you thought? China, what did you think?
Yeah, it's a total stay. I just think that the chorus needs to be retweaked.
Okay.
Carney? I say stay. Yep.
Any criticisms, anything you changed? You said you wanted it to build.
Yeah, I mean, just what China was saying. I was waiting for that next, you know, so grab your hand and or something, or just, so you know, well, the water.
Three more guys, you said, more band members.
I feel like I'm ready for the drums to kick in and the rhythm to start. That's what I'm waiting for.
It started out great, but then it stayed right there. And
yeah, that's right.
Okay, okay. And Wendy did not like the accordion.
I know, sorry.
It needs some spoons.
I thought it was really cowboy cool meets, like, Scottish, I don't know, but
I can see that.
Yeah, but I think it's really different, and I think you should just go
maybe
for it.
Bagpipes that you thought you
maybe
heard.
Yeah. Take it to the next level.
All right,
I love bagpipes. Bagpipes make me cry.
I know. You could be singing Pharrell's "Happy," and you're like,
right?
I can't.
Yeah,
they trip me out. I don't like them.
All right, Skin and Bones. What do you think out there? 1-800-955-5567. We'll go to the phones as they came in. We'll start out with Rob. Hello, Rob.
Good morning.
What did you think of Skin and Bones? Stay or go?
I got to give him a definite go. And Frank, I was really hoping you were going to pull the plug on that song.
What was so bad about it for you?
It wouldn't go anywhere. It just blah, 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 blah.
That seems to be the general consensus around here. Thank you, Rob. Let's go to Karen. What do you think, Karen?
I want him to stay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to hear that second song.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Let's see what Blake has to say. Blake, stay or go?
You know, that violin just does not complement the guitar in the beginning. It just, that's not a good combination. And I'm wondering if maybe the guy could play cello and violin, or maybe like a suitcase bass and violin at the same time.
What's a cello going to do?
Just be a lower version.
Just make it
of
even
that.
More dull.
Yeah, make it more
dull.
Cello,
I mean, they're really going to go down to the cello. Like,
just cello and a bagpipe, and then we're really going to be crying.
Yeah. Mix it up a little bit more.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
1-800-955-5567. Let's see what Valerie thinks. Valerie, stay or go on Skin and Bones?
Definitely a stay, and they sound really great live. So if you ever get a chance.
Oh, it's Taylor's
She's
mom.
A fan.
Taylor's mom called in. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Bones.
Taylor, it's a wonderful
No, no, but close.
Peter's mom.
I do love Taylor and Peter's playing, and he has a talented sister that could also be a good chorus addition.
Oh, see, maybe that's what you should do. He's like, great, now throw my sister in
the band. She's always going to be in the band. She's going to ruin it. All right, let's go to Trent. Trent, what do you think? Stay or go on Skin and Bones?
Hey, guys, I think it's a definite stay. I think they've got a great sound. I have seen these guys live whenever they did a gig, and I got to say, when you see them live, they've got just a really, really awesome sound. And they're really great, so I can't wait to hear that next song.
Thank you.
Yeah, and they're young, good-looking guys, and the male duo right now.
Can
seems
I see
to be,
the good-looking duo?
Where it'd be like, you know, where you got the Black Keys.
I was just thinking of like Nine Inch Nails or something. There's some kind of like they need to like put some. Yeah, they've got see this picture here. They almost look like detectives. What's going on?
I know.
It's like True Detective.
It's interesting. No, there's something interesting here. I don't
Definitely.
Know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what they're looking for? Their chorus. Hey, Mama, we're here to see you.
Right, exactly.
We're here looking for a chorus.
You are so funny. Listen, I think, you know, you never know what's going to make it. I mean, there could be like a hot chick that comes in and she's like, woo, yeah, woo, yeah. I mean, you never know what. Let's say she comes in and adds that and then a sexy video, you might have a hit. You know?
There you go, Taylor. Take that one with a grain of salt.
Thanks,
all right, three stays, two goes. Let's go to Tammy. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good. Say hello to Wilson Phillips.
Hi, well, I don't think she wants to.
No, she's like, I guess on the spot. She's like, what?
Who is that? Excuse me, who is that? No.
Tammy, stay or go.
I don't know who you guys are. And I agree with you on where the chorus and stuff like that, but I do enjoy their music and their sound, and I say stay also.
Amen.
And I'd love to hear the second song.
Four stays, two goes, looking good so far. Vince, stay or go.
Hey, guys, I think it's a stay. It definitely reminded me of SOA and another band called White Buffalo, and Ben Harper, definitely stay.
Cool.
Pick it up a little bit. That's it.
Yeah, Taylor, are you familiar with White Buffalo?
I'm not.
You have to look him up.
Yeah.
Seriously, it might lead you in the direction. I mean, great songwriting, and he can write a great chorus.
And he lets loose.
All right, let's go to Justin. Justin, what do you say, stay or go? One more stay, and it's official.
I say stay, man.
It's official. Skin and Bones can pursue their dreams of musical stardom. They don't have to throw their instruments into the ocean because that was in the fine print.
Phew.
So thank you so much, Taylor. Now, the next song that we actually got a little time here.
Let's hear it now.
Let's just go ahead and play the second song right now. What's that second song called?
Hell yeah.
What is it called?
Something about yogurt?
Hot yogurt.
Hot yogurt?
Oh, no thanks. I said goodbye to hot yogurt when I was 21.
wait, did you say hot yogurt?
No. It's called Pot Smoker.
Oh, Pot Smoker. This one ought to be a more of a pick-me-up. Pot Smoker is probably a foot stopper. All right.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
I'm dying right now.
Skin and Bones. Here they are. Their second song. They are officially a stay. If you want to actually go and see them on Facebook, like them. It's Skin and Bones Music on Facebook, Instagram, Skin and Bones Music, Twitter, Skin and Bones US, and skinandbones.org is their website. Find out whether they'll be playing anytime soon. So here they are one more time. Skin and Bones.
In a perfect lawn in a Christian town with a little dog never appeared to me much at all. You can change the world with a song. You tried before, your cause is long and gone. I'm gonna move to a farm and never mow my lawn. Spend all my days in the sun, California, here I come. And I'm a pot smoker and a drug taker and a deadbeat loser.
dropout. I'm a lawbreaker. I'm a soul searcher. Contamination to be put out. Oh, 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 oh. So have your fortune told. Tell me again. You're gonna have to move out. Rabbit, my friend, while you're young, let's whistle and hum, as we may grow old and iterate the world out of all the fishes in the sea. How did I find you? How did you find me? I know your parents won't agree. This is society, California. I hope you don't judge me. I'm a pot smoker and a drug taker and a deadbeat loser and a dropout. I'm a lawbreaker, I'm a soul searcher, contamination to be put out. And I'm never gonna drive my car again. Ride old motorcycles in the interstate. Step in Hotel 6, I'm about to eat. Get back on that comfy grass to see how long this lifestyle lasts. My brain's apologizing to my body for what I've before. Spend all my money on some whiskey and I'm sleeping on my body's floor. I woke up to this voice in my ear saying, get up on out of here. My brain's apologizing to my body for the night before.
They call themselves Skin and Bones. That was their second chance to make a first impression. Wilson Phillips here with us. What did you ladies think of that second song, Pot Smoker?
So, you know Pink Floyd, The Wall? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what he needs on that one is he needs kids saying, I'm a pot smoker, lawbreaker.
That is the worst, that's the most horrible idea I've ever heard.
Yeah. That's what he needs. He needs a band of kids.
A kids'
with
choir
an
singing
accent.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Carney, how would you? What would you do?
Oh my God. That's really out there.
Somebody's probably high is, right now.
I love
that's coming from a mother too. Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Well, it kind of bought. First of all,
I used to, mother, I might add.
That's just perfect.
That's what he needs.
Okay, in your opinion, first of all, the truth be told, there's great pot in California. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. And I used to be a big stoner. But the thing is that I don't really like the fact that the lyrics are saying, like, I'm just going to move to California and then just give up on life and just smoke pot. I don't think that's a great message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't. I mean,
Carney, you are such a buzzkill.
No, I'm not. Oh, good one. I might be killing the vibe here, but I just don't. That one did not do it for me.
All right.
I kind of feel like it has a sarcasm like Beck, I'm a loser, baby. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. Like it kind of reminded me of that, but maybe like a male Tracy Chapman type of, you know, delivery.
Yeah. Oh.
But I think it's good. I like the simplicity of it.
I like that there are three.
But she did miss the accordion in that one.
Yeah, I was missing it. Bring it back.
Once again, I was waiting for a chorus. Yeah. Okay, because the lawbreaker da 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 seems like a B section to me, like right before the big payoff.
They just keep missing out on stuff.
Yeah.
Oh God. But potential.
But the potential is there. His voice is something else.
I did not hear the potential in this one, I have to be honest. I think they went they went from like cool, like
bluesy
to like Venice Boulevard in the tunnels to homeless people.
The woman who records her farts and names them didn't hear potential in that song.
No, I
didn't. Didn't hear potential in every fart.
I think that he at the end.
Yeah. Yes, she does.
I do. I have to admit. I think I'm not trying to be mean, but I really think that my worst farts are better than that one.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
sorry. The first one was really cool, and this one just took a nosedive for me.
I liked it.
I'm waiting for the ending to be like, I'm just kidding. Steve Jobs. I want to be Steve Jobs. I want to be or something like that. You know what I mean?
I'm so motivated. I never touch the stuff.
I want positive. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree.
That was Skin and Bones. Like I said, you can go to skinandbones.org, follow the band on Facebook, Skin and Bones Music, Twitter, Skin and Bones US. We come back. Wilson Phillips is in studio with us, and I think they're going to perform.
Oh,
and they actually have a show coming up. We'll talk about that. That's all next. We are Heidi and Frank.
Should I stay or should I go?
Heidi and Frank show. We're just not joining us. We finished Stay or Go, and the band Skin and Bones was an actual stay. So if you want to go and vote online as well, you can go to HeidiandFrank.com and vote Stay or Go. Like I said, the best bands from the year will probably end up at SogFest 2014. So if you'd like to see those guys live, be sure and go and vote at HeidiandFrank.com. Want to thank China Phillips and Wendy Wilson and Carney Wilson for coming in and helping us out. They are Wilson Phillips, and they're in the studio with us.
And good luck to Skin and Bones. I want to say that. Good luck.
You like
after
that.
After you said your worst fart was better than
you
music.
You know what? I was just being silly. They do have potential, and I do wish them luck.
She's just a goofball.
Wilson Phillips is going to be performing at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills.
Saban. Yes.
Yep.
S-A-B-A-N.
Yeah, Saban. What did I say?
You didn't. I spoke over you.
Sorry. Oh, you did. Oh, the Saban Theater, September 26th. For tickets, you can go to Ticketmaster.com. And is this kicking off a tour, or is this a special concert that you guys are going to?
We average about two or three shows a month.
Yeah.
Around the U.S.
So, you know, we can't do, like, major tours with nine children.
Nine kids.
Yeah.
Wilson Phillips.
It's the Partridge Family. We're not into getting on the bus with the whole family and going.
No, you're not. I would. I would.
I'm not either.
I'm the only one that wants to get on the. It's fun.
You're right.
But, you know, it's hard with all the kids. But yeah, it's good.
We have to deal with your farts and everything.
That's right.
Well,
then we got to deal with your yoga stretches and your creams and all your crap. All your like lavender smells. I want to throw up.
Well, the lavender's in there to cover up the fart smells.
Nothing can, trust me.
It's a battle on the bus.
Oh, God.
Wilson Phillips performing Saban Theater September 26th at Beverly Hills. Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets. And I've been looking forward to this all morning long. You're going to actually perform live. You have Rob here, Carney's husband, who's going to be on the guitar action.
Yep, the producer of our last album, Dedicated.
Carney, I got to say.
Mighty job. I know. He's so gorgeous.
Hottie pants.
I know.
Little dimples.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter, Rob Bonfilio. He's awesome.
Yeah, does he always wear a tambourine on his foot? Or is that
he's
something?
The one man show. He's the new Bob Dylan. I mean, come on.
he's an indie pop rock singer himself. He just released his new album last month called Freeway. So check that out.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
So what song?
Have to do Rob on your Stay or Go program.
Oh, that's awesome.
You want to?
Yes.
And then we'll have the wife come in and judge, and hopefully she won't say, well, that song, you know, that was worse than my worst part.
Oh, my God. Divorce.
Yeah.
All right. So, like I said, looking forward all morning to this. Wilson Phillips performing live here in the studio.
A dream.
The dream is still alive, baby.
Oh, my God.
I know this pain. Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair to feel this way inside? Oh, someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, don't you know, things will change, things will go your way if you hold on. One more day, can you hold on for one more day? Things will go your way. Hold on for one more day. You could sustain, or are you comfortable with the pain? You got no one to blame for your unhappiness.
No, baby.
You got yourself into your own mess.
Oh.
Letting your worries pass you by.
Letting your worries pass you by.
Don't you think it's worth the time to change your mind? No, no. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, don't you know, things will change, things will go your way. If you hold on for one more day, can you
Can you hold on for one more day? Things will go your way. Hold on for one more day. I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break free from the chains. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break free, break from the chains. Come on. Here we go. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, don't you know, things will change, things will go your way. If you hold on for one more day, yeah, hold on. Don't you know, things will change, things will go your way. Hold on. Can you hold on? Can you hold on, baby? Or won't you tell me now? Hold on for one more day, 'cause it's gonna go your way. You know it will, right? Don't you know things will change, things will go your way. If you hold, hold on for one more day, things will go your way. Just hold on, hold on.
Wilson Phillips will be performing at the Savant Theater in Beverly Hills on September 26th. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. Thank you so much. That was incredible.
First thing in the morning, man.
The door is always open for you guys. You can come back anytime, okay?
It's real singing, right?
When we come back, it's a music master, all right? So stick around. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.